Can you list what are some labels Muslim are stamped with?
Terrorist, immigrant, isolated, terrorist, hates America, not one of us, different, foreign. Those are just a few.
And can you maybe give us an example? Can you tell us of an experience you've had with one of these labels?
Yeah. So I just found out 2 weeks ago. I was driving my son and a couple of his friends who happened to be from the Islamic Center to an activity, and they were joking around with each other, and one of them said something, a joke related to one of those labels, and I said, "You guys are awful easy with joking like that." And they said, "Oh, well, it's not like we don't hear it every week." And I said, "What do you mean?" And they said, "Oh, come on, you know that kids, even our friends, will call us something like that every week." Like, and then my 5th grade son mentioned that often someone will comment about something being a bomb or something being some kind of terrorist activity that he's doing, and that it's not uncommon for that to happen. I thought maybe that happened once, and they basically said that no, pretty much once a week there's some kind of joke, whether no matter how mild, but that's related to their being Muslim. And it was eye-opening for me because I remember it wasn't that bad when I was younger. I had to deal with that when I was younger as well. But it was more because I had moved to Egypt when I was 3 years old and came back when I was 10 years old. So even though I was born in the States, I had come back almost like I had been someone who had come from abroad. And for the first year to 2 years while I was getting acclimated, I would mainly be made fun of for my heritage, for my, for my parents' background versus my religion. At the time, there wasn't as much, it was more Cold War times or, near post-Cold War times versus the main enemy in the media being Muslims. But then the other thing is, even personally, so for instance, my wife one time, this wasn't in Evansville, but one time she was standing in line at the grocery store with my 2 sons before my daughter was born, and they were very young. One was maybe 5, I think, and the other was 2 and a half. A lady just out of nowhere, she's, my wife is shopping, and the sons are just as much hassle as any other 2 kids would be, and a woman stops her dead in her tracks, saying, asking her, "How do you feel that you're raising your 2 sons to be terrorists?" Because of the fact that my wife, wears the hijab and she's visibly Muslim. And my wife was, she said she was just in shock. She couldn't even answer. And then, of course, the whole next day, she's thinking of all the different positive answers that she could have impacted this woman's thinking a little more deeply with. But it was just a chance she never had because she was so much in shock about it. And it was just really strange for us to realize that it was that much on people's minds, and the really bold of those people would actually say things to our face, and the rest are probably just saying it behind our backs. That's probably the deepest struggle with the shedding the label is, well, shedding the label of terrorist is probably less about the foreign label being attached to it, but it's more about education and people being ready to answer questions as well as people being ready to ask questions. But the hardest part about shedding the label for Muslim Americans is accepting an identity and having a thought leadership that doesn't feel at all that it is selling out any aspect of the faith, while at the same time feeling 100% rooted and connected and committed to America as a nation. And people see the needs that we're calling to here for social change being less about life and death. And so Muslims who are from countries that have those life and death needs feel that's higher priority and that's where we should help. And if time, talent, and treasure is going to go anywhere, it should go there. And then my call to people is, your closest circle of influence is what God demands of us. It doesn't mean we don't help abroad, but it means that we can't be exclusively helping only abroad, because America is our land, Americans are our people, and American problems are our problems. And a faithful believer in God should be at the forefront of addressing the problems of their land and their people and their society and the social issues that exist around them. That sort of that soul search and soul resting and assurance of identity and of commitment to purpose and of commitment to what the mission is, that's the hardest part of shedding the labels. there's always going to be bias and there's always going to be prejudice. But until Muslim Americans are all one voice speaking out that this is our land, these are our people, and we don't care if you call us not un-American, because we're striving to be the most patriotic and the most American. And being patriotic and American doesn't mean accepting what a certain party says or what a certain party believes is American. It means being genuinely and truthfully conscious of what is right for our nation, what is best for our nation, and to revive what our nation was built upon.